It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. First one in August. Bye-bye, July. She gone. And so we're now looking at, Guy, probably you and your kids, if you're listening, are getting ready to go back to school. That it just seems like summer's over when that happens. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
I'm still Barbecue Bob.
Yep, you are.
I woke up this morning and looked in the mirror and said, doggone it.
Yeah, right.
Hoping I'd wake up somebody else.
I look like I look.
I see all these guys on TV who are Bobby Flay.
Yeah. Well, we can call you Bobby Barbecue. I'm good with that.
I think Bobby Q is a good one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably taken, but maybe not.
You know, that's kind of funny because I registered that name at one time. Anyway, I used to buy a lot of URLs and sites like thegrillingguys.com, and right. I had just tons of them. And that was a thing for a while. You know, you just wanted to grab your territory.
Right.
And now I don't care.
Right. Exactly. There's a lot of other things that are a lot more important than that.
Yeah,
right?
Like playing with grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what do you want to talk about this week?
Well, one of the things I did this week was did some meatballs on the grill.
You need to dive into that a little bit because that isn't as easy as it sounds.
No, it's a little tricky, and I should say on the smoker because it's not something you want to turn.
Right.
But if you've never done them, there's devices. You and I have bought each other every device that's ever been made, but
right.
We never use them.
I mean, I got a couple storage boxes full of them.
I know.
Go back to the same two or
Looks
three things
like
all the time.
It's a great idea. Yeah. It's like, oh, I think Jop would like this.
Yeah.
No. You know what he likes is just having a grill.
Right. Get an opportunity to heat it up and put something on there. Yeah.
Yeah, but so I put some of Sobey's Italian sausage, which is fantastic. If you haven't shopped at Sobey's yet, I don't know why you're still listening to the show, because we're big proponents.
Right, huge.
But the guy's Polish, yet he can make chorizo
right.
like nobody's business. I mean, he makes it for Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. Dude knows profiles.
Yeah.
But I've got this place in Detroit I love to go to. It's a fancy Italian place, and they make all their sausages, and I got to meet the owner and his grandsons and sons who work there, and I got the royal tour of the place, and they're just masters of Italian food. And I was just longing for some of it, and I thought, I just got to find some good Italian sausage in Grand Rapids. And I was in Sobey's, of course, one week, and I talked to Tim, and I said, you make Italian sausage? And he looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He does that quite often.
Well, it's the questions you ask him.
Well, you know, I think of him as being so Polish, you know? It's like, of course, your kibasa is the greatest in
Well, you're a
Michigan.
Finlander, but I've eaten a lot of things that aren't Finnish off your grill, all right?
I don't even know anything that's Finnish in terms of food. Their food is so boring. But anyway, I took it home, his sweet and his hot, and it was great. So I took that sweet and I mixed it with some of my ground beef from the freezer and made these meatballs with my wife's meatloaf recipe, basically, which is pretty simple. Everybody makes it kind of the same. And then I made her a beautiful Italian dinner with tomatoes from the garden, and it was fantastic. It was just so nice to have just something a little different. You know, it's not something I do much. I'm doing this intermittent fasting.
Right.
So my diet's all screwed up.
Yeah.
I can eat what I want, but between 10 and 6.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I serve dinner at 5:30, I can still eat pasta.
Right, yeah.
Back to that, intermittent fasting, it's so cool. We've all heard about it. I mean, it's kind of a trend maybe or a thing.
It hasn't come through my home yet.
Like zero carbs and, you know.
You know, not eating seems very popular these days.
For a grilling guy?
Well, we're so fat.
Hello, this is the diet show. We're glad you're listening.
No, but the thing is, all of us want to drop a couple pounds.
Sure.
And in 2 weeks, I've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is it breaks your habits or your paradigms or your, you know, what you normally do. And what you normally do isn't helping you lose any weight. You say, oh, I won't eat that extra, this or that. But I don't know quite the science behind it. All I know is that, and I can't eat until 10 o'clock in the morning. And that broke me from the getting up and, oh, I have to eat. No, I really don't, because I make it just fine. And then I have my first break at work around 10:30, and I have whatever I'm going to have. Now I don't feel like I have to have quote-unquote breakfast, because breakfast to me is ham and eggs, bacon and eggs.
Right, you know,
it's all that stuff that it's just a habit.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah,
so,
it's a good habit, though. I'm just
I love
say,
it.
Yeah.
I love
it.
It's
my favorite meal of the day is breakfast. And I don't get it every day. But when I do, I enjoy it.
Right. And if it's the weekend and you're going to go out for breakfast with a bunch of people, it's 10 o'clock before you get to eat anyway. So you're not breaking any paradigms there.
Right.
And you're not breaking the rules. But anyway, 10, maybe 12 pounds now in 2 weeks.
Cool.
And that just, it's inspiring. You know, when you start losing weight, you got to keep up whatever you're doing because, I don't know.
If it works.
Yeah, I don't like my clothes not fitting. I don't like having to buy new clothes for an event because my pants are too tight or my suit doesn't fit anymore, you know.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
So anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool. It's a little different. But, you know, I think we should talk a little bit about our website because thegrillinguys.com, I turn people onto it almost every day. And because I just run into people that don't know about the show or don't maybe know about Jethro. A lot of people listen to country music in the Grand Rapids market or other markets, and they haven't tuned into Jethro yet.
Right.
And I tell them about my experience, and that is that I got in my wife's car, and she had it on. And I was just really liking it. This was before we came with you guys. This is when we talked about, you know, what Conrad brought to the show when he came and all that stuff. And we started thinking about moving from a certain network to this one.
Right.
And anyway, but our website is, it's a resource. This isn't a promo. We do sell stuff on it, but it's not like we're trying to be, you know, some big news network or something that selling.
We're a long ways from that. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, yeah. We promote our sponsors stuff because I would clarify we don't sell anything that's Grilling Guys proper.
Right.
But our,
and we should.
Well, people have said that too. We delved into that a couple
Everybody
times.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, right.
You should have your own barbecue sauce. Yeah, I tried that.
Right, yeah. Or seasonings. No, we're good.
No, but there's the point really is all of our sponsors are on that site.
Exactly.
And if you look on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see all of our sponsors. And if you click on their logo, it'll bring you to whatever they have on sale. Like I just noticed ThermaWorks just had a whole new round of sales and stuff they're launching right now. And that is just a wonderful product. And I mean, they're just great sponsors for us and they partner. And best thing is their products are fantastic. I have given away more ThermaPens. It's just the best gift you can give somebody.
Right. They're on sale right now too.
I know.
They're like $59, which is about $40, $50 off. And,
from when we started, they were $99 for the basic pen. And what it is it's a temperature probe, and it's got this, I don't know, it looks like kind of like a big knife or something, but you pull this needle-type device out, which is like a thermistor or something, and you poke it in your meat, and it gives you a read in 1 second now.
Right.
They were 3 seconds when we bought the originals.
Right. And why that's so important is that you don't, if you're using your smoker, you don't lose a bunch of heat.
Right.
You can just get in there, take a quick temp. And I've got the same company makes remotes that'll talk to your phone or a little fob
it's
that they'll give
smoke.
You. Right.
Yeah. Yep. I don't use mine that much, but the old pen just seems to work.
Yeah. I just I do mine because I start cooking overnight and I want to know when I got to get up and wrap stuff. So
wrap yourself up before you go out and check your fire.
Coming up next, we might be talking a little bit of yard bird. If that's chicken and other things that run around your yard, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.